Welcome to Flights of Fantasy, your podcast book club. I am one of your hosts, Anna, and I am joined, as always, by my book besties, Kim and Christina.
Yay! Hello, hello.
And we are back with part two with our Ashes and the Star-Crossed King. Wow, that is so hard to say.
But, I'm sorry, it's cursed.
Did I say crossed again?
Yes.
Well, listeners, you know what we mean.
We're having a heck of a time.
We're having a heck of a time with this name.
Yeah.
Ashes Carissa, and the Star
isn't it just Serpent
cursed
too? Like, come on.
King.
Yeah. It's tricky.
Correct.
It's tricky.
Book two in the Crown of Nyaxia series.
Yes.
This is part two of our episode, but a spoiler for the entire series, book Serpent One, current book two, and also the novella. Sort of tiny little spoilers, but
sure, yeah.
And if you haven't listened to our first episode, we suggest listening to that first.
Yes,
correct.
Absolutely.
And I think where did we leave off, guys? We were talking about
The creepy aunt and her.
The
child lair.
Yes, the creepy aunt.
And now we're talking about
and the baby bird wings that she conjured with zero training. And yes, okay.
And the weird little pendant, right? Like
yes. Yes.
Vincent's pendant. Yes.
Okay.
So let's dive back into this.
Yes.
Okay. So yes. Next big thing is the big wedding party.
Yeah. The wedding. Vale and Lilith. Poor Lilith and Vale.
Much to Vale's chagrin.
They have to put on a wedding to okay, well, listen, we got to throw a party because I'm a king and
fantasy
that's
reasons
what I got to do.
And
fantasy reasons and romance reasons. But. So we're going to throw a wedding and you're going to be the center of it. And Vale's like, great, cool. So we have this big party. The Bloodborns are all there, obviously, but also the Shadowborns come.
Yeah.
That was interesting. So it's Rain's first big thing. Mm-hmm. If you all don't remember, Rain killed one of his owners. I don't remember his name. His name is unimportant, but Simon is the guy who's obviously bad. But he killed Simon's cousin, and Simon shows up. This is the first time we get Simon.
Simon's
on paper.
Brother is, and he killed
Simon's so, brother. Sorry, not
so
Simon's
Simon
cousin,
is
sorry,
the big
Simon's
noble,
brother.
Right? Simon shows up. So yeah. Simon is the one that was supposed to be there in the first scene in the throne room, but he sent his brother instead, which was scandal.
Uh-oh.
This is a diss to Rain.
It's a slight
because Noble didn't show up. The Noble then Rain used his magic and blew his head up. So. He is this is
as one
his
does.
Brother,
as one does.
Simon's brother. This Simon's brother is the one whose head got blown up.
Yeah. Right. Yes. So Simon's there and Simon's being creepy touchy towards Araya, and we have a she's mine, don't touch her moment.
God, I love it so much.
We love
every second of it.
So when he's she's mine, I'm like, oh God, Rain.
Rain.
We have a dancing sequence that is so sexy.
So sexy.
I loved it.
It's this is why I love historical romances, because it's the only sexual attention you get
is
sometimes.
The only touching really that you get.
Oh yeah.
It's the only touching, and it is so good because Araya and Rain are supposed to not like each other. They're supposed to be I hate you whenever they're around the nobles.
Uh-huh.
And guys.
They're putting on an act, but then also they're loving dancing together, and the chemistry.
It's so good.
And the sexual
the
tension. God, it's beautiful.
Yes.
So good.
It's so good. She's I love it. I love it because she also she was supposed to wear this big covering, they call it a mantle, to cover her, air mark, because she's whatever, supposed to cover it up. And so she shows up and she's no, fuck that. And she has it off and her air mark is showing.
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah.
It's just great. And she's maybe I'm tired of hiding. And Rain says, some kings in my position might call that a threat. And she says, a threat. Could have sworn you liked the dress. And then he dips her.
So good.
This time he lowered with me, forcing my body to arc against his. Oh, I do, he murmured. The dress is an act of war, but you've always looked fucking fantastic in blood. It's so good. And so then he says, so should I be afraid? Are you going to kill me, princess? Which is the little game.
Oh,
They say it all the time. Oh, I love this line. The music rose to its crescendo. I leaned close so he could hear me over the roar. I already did. I don't know why you keep giving me chances.
Yay.
The room was so loud, his voice so low, and yet I heard nothing but his words. I'd spend a lifetime at the tip of your blade, and it would have been worth it.
Love that
so
line.
Good. Love so their banter good. So much. It's perfect.
It's That whole scene was just so well done.
The dancing. Love the dancing.
So well done. So then they stop dancing. Oh my God. My
stuff goes downhill.
Poor Kim. My text message is, Rain is stumbling. Why is he stumbling?
She was like, I don't like this. I was like, yep, you're not going to like what's about to happen.
Nobody does.
Oh, that was me. That's me. I was texting you. I was like, oh my God, I'm so fucking stressed. I hate this. I can't stand it.
Yes.
So now we get our big betrayal. by Septimus and Simon and a member of his inner circle, Karis.
Fucking
Karis.
Karis drugs him and captures Rain. Yep. Aurea's like, something's not right. Something's like, you know, bothering her, her little like mm-hmm. sixth sense. And she mm-hmm. runs out.
Where is Rain?
She gets captured by Septimus, and Septimus is like, I bet on you, but you kind of failed, so I'm just going to capture you now and take over.
Can I just tell you, he makes it a point to constantly say that he bets on her. And then literally in that moment, he's like, well, JK, I'm actually not betting on you anymore. Like, what's the point of saying that constantly? And then you're just like, well, JK, I'm not betting on you anymore. You failed. What?
You're like,
what did she fail? What do you mean?
Last book you bet on me. Thank you. We've moved on. Like, don't keep saying it.
Thank you. We've moved on. So she wakes up and she's like, I guess like her half vampire-ness is like, I don't know, somehow she wakes up early from the drugs and she battles her way out of her restraints. And she's like, all she can think is Rain. Like, where is he? Where is he?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
This is, I got such Killing Calm, like TOG vibes.
Yes. In this.
It was totally so good.
This is also a moment where she like embraces her power and just like loses it because she goes to save Rain. And he is not doing well.
No.
His wings are out and he's pretty much like...
crucified.
Like, yeah, like strung up on this wall. It's really bad.
And they have him outside so when the sun rises, it'll kill him that way.
Really bad.
Oh, it's so brutal.
But luckily, she is like, I'm a badass. I'm going to embrace all this power that I have been like, I don't know, it's bad, Vincent. Yeah. And now she's like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
And she embraces it all, and then she saves Rain, and it's really cute and sweet. And he keeps telling her to go. He's like, go. And she's like, stop, I'm not leaving. She's like, and it's so sweet.
So she like has this moment where she like, because she goes full Killing Calm.
Yeah.
And she goes, for a moment, it was all so fucking beautiful. The untouchable beauty of the moment before glass shatters. And there beyond the glass, silhouetted against the sky, wings forcibly spread, was a figure I recognized immediately, even from the distance silhouetted. The following seconds happened slowly. The nightfire around me swelled and billowed. The Rishon's soldiers turned to look at me. I tightened my grip on the Taker of Hearts. My palms burned and I wanted to lean into it. It fueled me. Now you understand. Vincent's voice sounded a little proud and a little sad. Power hurts. It requires sacrifice. Do you want to change the world, little serpent? Climb the bars until you're so high no one can catch you. I told you that once. I know it because I did it, my daughter. I know. And my eyes settled on Rain's form, strung by his chains. When the Rishan soldiers lunged for me, I was ready for them.
Mm. Okay, so beautiful, and I loved it. I did find the actual quote I'm talking about, but we don't have to go back to it.
No, yes, we do.
Okay, so the quote, I found it. Okay, so right before she goes downstairs for the wedding party, she's looking in the mirror. And she realizes that she looks like Vincent. And she says, I looked like him. The resemblance struck me all at once, suddenly undeniable. And then she goes on and she said, he spent an entire fucking lifetime lying about what was plainly painted on my face. Oh. But then again, that was our entire relationship. He raised me to look at the bars of my cage and call them trees.
Oh,
I love that.
Like, at the bars of my cage and call them so trees good. Is like, oh, yes.
Okay, back to where we were. I have two quotes that I want to read. This is like, so she's like, I'm ready. Let's fucking do this dance. I've got Vincent's sword. It's so fucking amazing. Right. And these quotes.
She has the sword.
Oh, mm-hmm. She's in the room and she says, oh, guys, this gives me such TOG vibes. She says,
oh my God.
I was the heir of the House of Night, and I was the daughter of Vincent the Nightborn King, and I was every bit as powerful as both those things suggested.
Oh, God.
Mike, like that almost like made me kind of emotional because
I agree. She's embracing it to like,
she's embracing it. She's owning it.
Yeah.
And she's realizing that she can do this. Oh, it's so good. Such TOG vibes. I can't. No spoilers, but I know.
Yeah, I won't say anything. Good. But like the other really small is just she says like, that's all I'd ever been. A thing to be used at the convenience of others or a risk to be mitigated. Not a force in her own right. Fuck that. And I was like, yes, girl. Fuck that.
Yes, queen. Yes.
I love, God, this whole scene is just so badass. Like she's so good.
Yes.
This was probably one of my favorite scenes of hers because I was like, yes, you're saving Rain. We're being great. We're being caring. We're doing good things. We're not being mean.
This is all good. Positive.
Positive. Let's see more of this. Like, oh, it was so sweet. And he was like, you came and that's so good.
And she's like trying to tell him to, he's like trying to tell her to leave. And she's like, okay, no. And then she's like, this is going to hurt. And trying to like get him out. And then she freezes hands. And she's like, okay, you have your hands. Now help me.
Like, help me. You're heavy. Like you're really big.
Yeah.
And then finally, like they finally escape and they're like dragging through the town. And I love the sleepy old man who's always asleep whenever they go to the apartment.
Sleepy
man. He like comes out. He's like, yeah, okay, I'll help you.
Yeah.
the sleepy dwarf helps them in, and that's great.
Sleepy dwarf, like Snow White.
Yeah, that's really.
And so we get inside.
Yeah.
And I love this. Like, okay, first of all, Rain is like dying. Okay.
Straight up.
And he still like is.
Well, no, it's very convenient. She wrote it to where once he got out of the sun, he's like,
oh,
better.
That's right. He bounces back a little, but he starts to heal.
Yeah. Once we get into the apartment, and because I was like, how's he going to climb these stairs? She can't carry him. Like, oh, this is Sleepy Man. Come back.
Come back, Sleepy Man.
Yeah. She was like, you're better a little bit. And he's like, it was the sun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the sun.
But he's still gravely injured.
Okay. It wasn't all of the nails and chains on your body, but okay. Cool.
Yeah. He's still like gravely injured, but like he can
injured. So they get inside, and Rain is like, I have a wedding gift for you. But I didn't get to give you yet.
God.
And I was like, oh, we're going to do this now? Like, when I first read that, I was like, well, okay. Sure.
Yeah. Interesting timing. You almost died, but that's fine.
This man has been like sifting through and collecting all of these things in the castle that Vincent saved that might pertain to Aurea's like human family.
Amazing.
He has a portrait of her mother.
I can't.
God, it's
he
so beautiful.
He has letters and he's like, I don't understand the letters. It's really hard to decipher, but I wanted you to have them. There's a name. There's a place.
And they like go through it all together. It's so good.
And they go through it and she's
the
like.
The effort, you guys.
I know, because he even says, because like at some point they say Vincent kept like ridiculous amounts of notes, like insane, like just everywhere, whatever, in his study or
insane.
Whatever. And then at some point he's like, I've spent hours, don't worry, it was just me, no one helped me because I didn't want anyone else to see it. And I went back around 24 years ago and then looked like for the years before and after that, like to try find clues.
To try and find some clues for you.
It's so good.
And then on top of that, he has gold stuffed away.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh.
He's like, oh, this is so good. He's like, go. You're free.
Oh,
like, just go. Mm. And she realizes in that moment that all of this was here already. This wasn't, we're leaving the castle and he's decided he's setting me free. This was planned. Yeah. He was always going to let her go.
Because he says someone's waiting for you at the docks and then someone's going to wait for you at that dock. Like, it's a whole system of plans for her to go leave.
He's like, go somewhere far away. And I love this. I love this last. He goes, and he's apologizing to her. And he's like, I know what I did was unforgivable, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he goes, so I won't ask for your forgiveness. I'm not going to stand here and tell you how sorry I am. What fucking good does that do for you? I don't want to ask you for anything. I want to give you what you should have had a long time ago. Because you are everything. He choked out. Everything. So go, Aurea, go. And she goes, and then she interrupts him. And she goes, you have nothing but me, and yet you'd let me go. And he says, I have nothing but you, so I am letting you go. I could start
crying. Oh my
God. God, it's so
this
good.
This man. I can't handle this.
When he's like, I just can't. He's like,
this man.
You don't understand. I have you and I'm letting you go because you are everything and you deserve
you're everything.
This.
Like, it's such contrast to like,
God.
It just goes back to like, God, I love that contrast of what Rain tells her she deserves and like that compared to like Vincent, who always kept her caged and like hidden away and that she could never do anything. She could never be free because it wasn't safe.
The difference between a selfless love and a selfish love.
Totally.
Absolutely.
You know?
Totally. Yes. Like,
are you kidding? It's just
so beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
I love him so much. Forever.
So then they like, she's like, no, I'm not leaving you. Like, fuck you. I'm not leaving you.
Yeah.
We're doing this together.
Yeah.
And they like collapse.
They like jump on each other.
Make up.
And
oh my God,
that.
This line, the way she writes this, like their first coming together.
Oh.
We're all starved of it.
Yeah, exactly.
And she literally writes, he kissed me like he was starving. Kissed me the way he had fed for me in a cave once many months ago. Desperate and deep and full of hunger, like I was the only thing tethering him to the world. And mother, I felt that way too. Like I was grasping hold of something solid for the first time in so long. Like I had come home.
Home.
Oh my God, you guys.
They're not mates.
They're
but
not,
mates.
But like, I mean.
Vampire mates. I love this part. She really wrote this so well. And he's like, touch you. Let me like do the things to you, please. And she's like, okay, fine. You can do it. And then it's wonderful.
I really want to.
If you really want to.
And he's like, please. God, it's so good. I love this. I think it was great.
Yeah. So Christina, like going off of that where he's like, let me touch you. Let me feel you. Even though I don't deserve you, please. knees, and she like crawls over him and says, and he says, let me make you the queen that you are. Let me guard your body, your soul, your heart. Let me spend the rest of my fucking pathetic life at your mercy. If I need to die, then let me do it by your hand, please. And then she like,
that line,
I know,
what does she say?
Incredible.
And then she goes, and he loosened a shaky exhale, the smirk twisting his lips. And for fuck's sake, princess, I'm begging you, let me go to my knees for you.
Oh,
guys!
Oh my yes. God!
Dead.
We love it.
Dead on the ground for this dead. Man.
Yep,
dead.
Yep, yep.
Let me go to
my knees.
Let me, please let me go to my knees.
When he keeps saying my queen.
Oh.
Yes.
Here for it. Here for it. Into it.
Here for it.
And he's like, it's into all yours. It. Oh,
yes, but then God. He says like, is this acceptable, princess? And she goes, princess. And he goes, he laughed low and rough, queen. And then he says, my queen. Stop it!
God, it's Rain. So good.
So good.
Rain!
So good.
God damn it, I love loved him. It.
Okay, but then, and then she like, I love at the very end, she's like, okay, but I want your blood.
Yeah, yeah, I was not expecting that at all.
Me either.
I was like,
me either.
Oh.
And he is very into it.
Oh, yeah, he yeah. loves like, he loves
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
He also was surprised as well, though. He's like, oh, okay, great, let's do it. Everyone was surprised.
Everyone.
But turned out, everyone was very happy. And it was sexy, sexy times. What's next?
Okay, so we have the wonderful sexy time between them. They are coming back stronger than ever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and it's mm-hmm. really sweet. And then we're like, hey, we should probably go rescue the rest of our cadre.
Yeah.
And I know a way in, but we gotta get dirty.
Oh, we gotta.
In the sewage.
Swim in that sewer. It
so
is.
So gross.
Real gross.
Yo, really disgusting. So
foul. I like, have to say, there's so like foul. Conversations and stuff that happened post swimming in sewer that I was like, hold on. Have we forgotten that we are covered in shit? I need everyone to halt everything else until we take a shower.
Yeah.
I cannot
yeah.
Yes. I can't have this conversation.
Totally, Christina.
You know what a domino mask is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah,
a
yeah.
domino mask, like from a ball.
Yeah.
She says at one point that Rain's whole body is covered in shit, basically.
No.
Except for the domino mask that he'd wiped from his no. eyes.
And then we go off and have a full little combo with
like,
people. Yeah.
All I kept thinking was, you all were like really injured yesterday, and how many infections do we have
oh,
now?
Great oh, point.
Oh, open great wounds point. Are just festering with the shit.
Oh, we would die in a day.
Oh, well, just the way she wrote it was so vivid that you really, yes. I mean, it was well written, but I was like, I hate yes. every single yes. second of this, like just from like, you know, me personally.
And they have yeah. to like try out the different grates, and she's like, hopefully it's this oh, one. Oh my
she
God.
Can't, she can't see.
And she's opening her eyes.
Guys,
yeah.
she's opening her eyes in the shit.
We couldn't just like kind of brush our hands along the wall with our eyes closed, like
we couldn't have some goggles. We couldn't get her like a snorkel.
Where were the goggles?
God,
I mean, did nobody have goggles so in that world? Like, you're telling me nobody could have fashioned something?
Get her a shit snorkel. Get her a shit snorkel.
A shit snorkel.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh,
yeah.
A shit snorkel. That's great.
So anyways, we take a bath in the sewer. They separate. Araya goes, well, Rain is supposed to save Mish, but Mish is up in being held captive in Araya's rooms because we find out as they're after she escapes with me, after Araya saves Mish,
yes.
that they come across a Shadowborn prince.
Yeah.
And we find out that the Shadowborn prince is who actually turned Mish. And we know that she was like, it was super traumatizing yes. for her.
He
and it was, like, awful.
Turned her when she was really young and then he left her because she got sick, just like
and
left her to
left
die
her
in the
for
desert.
Yeah.
And Rain,
and
found,
Rain
her.
Found her.
Also, that was a really interesting moment at the wedding party before, that when she was talking
yes.
to Araya and the prince comes in, the Shadowborn prince.
Yeah.
Misha like halts and like freaks out. She's like, don't tell Rain.
She
don't do anything. And then she runs away. But that was an interesting like chink in her armor. But yeah, so then.
And then she kills the Shadowborn prince. She goes like full psycho.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't think, just does it.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Loved it.
Here for that. And then we, Rain, like, saves Vale and Lilith.
Oh, that was sweet. Vale, like, gets out of his thing and he just, like, runs to Lilith. And
he runs to Lilith.
God, it's so sweet.
I love seeing them.
Yeah.
So they escape and they, like, fly away to, like, the Hiage, I don't know how to pronounce it, outpost.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where Araya's army is, Jessamine and her, in the army.
Yeah.
So they're there.
They finally wash the shit off of them, which is truly...
They finally take a bath.
The most important thing to me that happened in this whole process.
But there was no soap. And so it's just the hot water.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like boiling.
Okay, fine. But then
I don't know.
They're in the water. Is the water moving? Because I need the shit to be moving away from it.
They said it's a hot spring.
It's a hot spring. So in my idea, it's moving.
Like circulating.
Okay.
There's like little alcoves in the spring.
I'm choosing to believe that it's moving.
I needed it to be like it's coming off and then it's
flowing.
It's moving.
There's a waterfall.
It's going somewhere.
And not just sitting around them while they're like making out. Because I just felt like that needed to be.
No.
He looks up at her and she's like, hey. And she's like, I don't remember it. But I really, in my head, there was a moment where she like takes off her clothes and he's like, oh, she's so hot. Like, she is covered in shit. She is not. Let her bathe.
No, stop it. She's not.
Is, like, come on.
No.
Oh, no. No, I'm sorry. That's not what happened. She makes him turn around because she doesn't like.
She does. She makes him turn around. She acknowledges him or admires him.
Yeah. But also like, okay, fine. You know what? Okay. Do shit to yourself. But then she walks in and like immediately goes on him and like, I'm just like, you are still coated. Like,
I know. I needed more like
vigorous bathing. I needed more detail of them getting clean is what I needed. I needed more detail.
Like a sentence of, and they vigorously bathed. Rubbed.
Exactly.
The
and then we can move on.
I needed a sentence of like, and they had left loofahs for us and rain scrubbed my wings and it was hot. Like something.
A poor sponge
detailed
was left.
Bathing took place. Okay. I needed a line.
Bath salts. So that was my only note there.
There we go. Okay. Lots of oils. Lots of bath oils.
I agree, Christina. I'm with you. Okay. I'm with you.
So we have the, and then they have sexy time in the
water. But before that, Araya announces to her.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. To Jessamine.
That she intends to rule beside Rain. Like they're going to go back and rule together as a team.
Which is like the first time they say it.
Such a big deal for her because like, oh my God, you get barely nothing from the girl. She's like, he's still going to screw me over. And I'm like, come on. No, he's not.
You're right, Kim. Actually, you're right. Because she doesn't say any of that stuff. She doesn't say, like, I love you or I miss you to Rain. But at least we do get that, which I'm glad we got that at least, because that's a big thing to say.
But I don't think she meant it in like a...
No, she didn't mean like
we're going to be together. No. She just meant like, no matter what, I am the queen and I deserve to have part of the throne too. Still a big deal.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of it too was like, yes, Jessamine, you take orders from me and him. Don't kill him. Him and his party are welcome here. Like, this isn't an act where I'm like, I'm actually in danger and they're capturing me.
Right.
We're going to be doing this together.
Totally.
So that was important. Also, though, want to note that whole conversation?
Uh-huh.
Didn't that happen before the baths?
Covered in shit. Yep.
Yeah, covered in shit.
They're covered in shit.
Jessamine's just sitting there, be like, "Yes, my queen."
She's like, "You guys need a bath." Somebody says it to them. I can't remember who it is.
They don't say it soon enough because I can tell you right now, they would walk in that cave, and I would be like, "Eh, stop speaking. Get in the fucking caves. I'll see you in 10 minutes. Goodbye,
babe.
I'm gonna spray it down with a hose.
I'm gonna get a power washer on you, and we're just gonna really carve this out. You know?
Yeah. Okay. So.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The Hiage and the Rishon armies decide to overcome centuries of hatred in like a day and work together to overthrow Simon and Septimus and like whatever in, what is the capital city's name?
Sivirnage.
They fly to Sivirnage. So they're going to try and get back the kingdom. But anyways, they get there and Simon has been Frankensteined by Septimus with like Vincent's pendant and the god. So fucking weird.
Gross. Yeah.
But anyways, he's got this like weird... you know, power now. And he basically, you know, almost kills Araya.
Uh-huh.
And Rain is freaking out, like, don't die. Yeah. And he takes her basic fate, is what I think her aunt says. Like, he doesn't know what guides him there, but he remembers the name of the town and he takes her and he, like, can you imagine, like, all these humans?
Yeah.
Like, two bloody warrior vampires.
And he's like, help me, anyone.
Help me. And I'd be like, fuck that.
Getting the fuck out of here. Good luck to you. Like, no.
This sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah, but luckily, you know, Auntie does hear and does come help.
Wait, sorry, really quick though. Sorry, I just have to read one really sweet quote. Before they go into battle, they have this really sweet moment, the pointless battle with the tooth in the Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And Araya and Rain are sitting on the, like, a little thing together.
Yeah.
And they're having a moment and it says, his arm folded around me, his face tilted, and when he spoke, I could feel his breath on my forehead. Just want you to know, Araya, that you are the best part of it. The best part of all of it.
Oh, God, sweet boy.
God damn it, I love him so much.
I love him so
anyway,
much.
Anyway, sorry. It's
like,
read it.
It's just impossible. He just like, it, he's, it's so good.
He literally can do no wrong.
Yeah, agreed.
So we end up at Araya's aunt's house.
Yep. Yep.
And she's a healer. Uh-huh. And I love this because, like, we finally get, you know, Araya's been, like, craving and wanting, like, a family diet, like,
totally
some sort of touch with her human side.
Yeah.
And we finally get it. And it's nice because we get to learn. It's obviously, this plays a very specific role because we need to learn a little bit about Araya's family.
Yeah. And, and that was important. That's good.
No, I liked
that's
it.
That's important. And one thing I think we forgot to mention earlier back at the apartment, part of the wedding gift that Rain found was the pendant, a little necklace that matches Araya's ring that she's always had.
Yes.
So anyway, so we get to Alia's house, however you say it, the aunt's house. Mm-hmm. She tells Araya about her past. It's like really sweet. You know, we always loved you. Your mother loved you very much.
Oh.
We learn that, like, you know, her mother was an acolyte for one of the goddesses, Acacia.
I say Acacia.
Acacia, goddess of lost things. And she went to go work with Vincent as a seer, and the work they were doing was top secret. Mm-hmm.
Like the CIA.
And then eventually she gets pregnant. Mm-hmm. And yes, CIA. Oh, they fall in love.
She's the FBI.
Yeah.
And I do love this quote that she says, the aunt. Vincent was a complicated man, she murmured. He was lonely. I think perhaps a part of him genuinely wanted to love her, meaning Araya's mother.
Mm-hmm.
But he had been alive for a very long time in a very cruel world. He had turned himself into something incapable of such a love in order to survive it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also thought the quote where she says, the aunt was like, I knew that Vincent loved your mother, but he didn't love the human side of her.
Yes.
Like, he was disgusted by that. And she said, loving everything in her but humanity wasn't loving her at all, even if he wished it was.
Yeah.
And I was like,
oh, conditional.
Yes.
Very true.
So true. Mm-hmm. And there's also a quote there somewhere where she's like, you were so loved, like, we loved you, your stepbrother loved you, like, your stepfather,
we hope you felt it,
we were hoping you knew that wherever you were. And then the, like, next line is her like, and the worst part was I didn't know. I didn't think anyone loved me. No one said I love you to me. Like, I was like, that if I didn't already hate Vincent, it is
agreed. Thank you. That was
heartbreaking.
Araya has this line, Christina, I think this is right after, like, the part that you just talked about. I knew that I was loved by Vincent and Vincent alone, but he'd erased everyone else. Let me believe that I was alone in this world. He never deprived me of food or shelter or safety, but he deprived me of that. And it felt almost as horrific.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. That's so good. Yes. And it is horrific. Okay. So so we learn all that.
Okay. So she gives Araya the bracelet that matches the necklace and the ring. And when she puts it on, as Kim said, Google Maps appears on the back of Araya's hand.
I just want to note that it was a Google Maps because they kept, like, moving, and then the star kept, like, moving along with it. And I was like, okay, listen.
So we're Google mapping. I love that.
So we go on.
So it's like, you know, whoever she is, it's like, turn right in 100 yards.
Yeah.
Make a U-turn at your earliest convenience. I was like, okay, this is
at the pile of rocks ahead. Make a veer left.
Yeah. I mean, love it. But
They decide. So they're like, okay, probably this is what my mother was working on, was like the god's blood. So they get in touch with Jessamine and Vale and whatever. And they're like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go, like, converge here. We're all going to, like, meet. And the Bloodborne are going to, like, we can't, this is our last stand. And we know the Bloodborne and the Rishan traders are going to see us, and they're probably going to meet us here. But, like, the goal is to, like, hold off their army so that Araya can try and go find this powerful god's blood.
Is pointless.
Yes, pointless.
Makes me so angry.
Okay, so that happens. We take off. We have Rain and what's her name? Araya. Rain and Araya have a sweet little, like, final moment together that could be their last moment. Mm-hmm.
And he says, I love you, and she doesn't say it back.
She doesn't say it back.
Oh, yeah, right before she walks in. Yeah.
No, that was when you were like, fucking say it back, Araya.
Say it.
Oh my God. Like, literally, he touches the rock where the god's blood is, and it's like, his hand blisters, and she's like, okay, well, you can't come in here with me. You'll die.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, but I love you. And she's like, okay. And, like, pats his head. And
literally,
like, don't die.
I don't even think she says that.
Just say it, Kyle.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't. But I was, like, screaming, say it.
Exactly.
I love you.
Just say it, Kyle. Just
something,
say it.
Something.
I needed her. Ugh. I mean, she just, so when they're having sex or whatever, it says, he's whatever, they're having sex. And she says, because that name was all those things, wasn't it? Rain, my downfall and my most valuable supporter, my weakness and my strength, my worst enemy and the greatest love I had ever known. Greatest love you've ever known. Okay.
Yes.
So then we need to vocalize that and say, I love you. Tell him.
Yes.
He's a beautiful, wonderful man that has done nothing but treat you like a fucking queen. I'm sorry. I'm just like, he deserves it.
This is also the moment where he's like, Araya, and she's like, shh, don't speak.
Oh, damn it. Yes.
I'm like, stop.
Don't shush the man.
Shushing him. Stop it. God.
Oh, my God, it's too much.
Yeah, so then we go on the Legend of the Hidden Temple show and we, you know, do lots of challenges. Yeah.
You called it that, though. I was like, I was trying to put in the outline how to describe what this was. And then Christina was like, it's Legends of the Hidden Temple. And I was like, oh my God, that's hysterical.
They may as well have the matching t-shirts on with the different colors and the tribe, the things. Okay. So they go in and we have to go through a series of like walls, like things around this thing to get in the maze with her blood. Like her blood gets every wall down, and with every wall she gets a memory that she's like picture like what did you say, Kim? Like the Pensieve in Harry Potter. Like she's in this memory. It's not like, oh, she is in it.
Yes.
It reminded me of the Pensieve where she's in it and she's like seeing them as they are, but she's obviously like not really there. I was like, oh, that's a Pensieve.
I loved it. That's a Harry Potter.
That's a Harry Potter moment.
A lot more painful.
Oh,
but yes.
Yeah. Ooh, I mean, just in all ways.
These were really well done and like difficult. Yeah.
So before, and I think you have a quote to read, but basically to sum it up, so she sees visions of, the first one is like her mother and father working on this project together, and you can see that they're like happy together and it's very sweet. And then next,
this is the one where she's like, think of, also Harry Potter, but like think of something, a memory, and then he's like, I wanted to think of all these bad things, but she was smiling. And so like that's what memory that like stuck in the thing is because he's like, that was his thing he's held on to.
Yeah.
Does that mean he never gets that memory back?
Oh, I think it was just
something
like
he has to part with.
I thought it was just like it was something he was giving. I don't know if it was giving, like not giving back though. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
It didn't read that way, but I was curious because like they keep using the word sacrifice, so in my mind that means you have to give something up that you don't get back.
That's interesting.
But he remembers, I guess he like notes these things later. I don't know. You're right, he probably remembers them, but I guess he just has to think about them, and maybe it like feels more painful and more like heightened.
Yeah. And so then the second one is her father Vincent is like really angry because Alana has decided to leave because she's pregnant with Aurea, and she's asked him like, if I leave, will I be safe? Like, has my commitment to you earned me that? And he is so cruel to her and is like, I don't care. I don't know why you would think I would care that you would stay. And I'm like, oh, right. Fuck off. Goodbye.
And then we're in his head and he's like so upset and sad about it, but in his weird Vincent way that's like not actually, it's like manipulative, sad, weird.
But also very like Aurea to be like, he's feeling one way in his head, but outwardly he has to put on this mask that's, go ahead, leave. I don't care if you leave. And inside he's like so angry about it.
He's so angry. He doesn't know how to have feelings.
No.
He does
needs
not.
A therapy,
he
for sure.
is the Tin Man. So and then the next one is him saving
that's
her.
That's like he kind of like appears to her, right?
Yes.
That's like
that's
the one where he
one.
Like actually appears.
It's like the last one.
The last one is the conversation of.
Right.
Yeah. Which was also very like Dumbledore when Harry dies and he goes to the thing and he's like, is this real? And he was like, well, it's in your head, but that doesn't make it any less real.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah, remember when he's on
that? Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
On the platform. Like they show up on
the platform.
Like the platform.
Yeah. Anna, do you have a quote you want to read?
So I have this quote when, just going back to how complicated Vincent is, the last memory that she sees is the one where Vincent finds her.
Yes.
And she finally gets to see what it is that he felt, because she's always like, why did he save me? Why did he really love me? And
as were we. So this was good to see also as a reader.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
So this is the quote. He says, I will not lie to you, little serpent. I was expecting to kill you that night, but what I was not expecting was to love you so devastatingly much. It hits me so suddenly, so overwhelmingly, that I don't even have time to brace myself against it. You glare at me like you're ready to go down fighting, even against one of the most powerful men in the world, and I smile a little despite myself. It takes me a minute to recognize the sensation in my chest. Pride. And this is like important, I think. I think of my father and the way he spent my entire life crippling me out of fear of what I would become. Think of the night he casually threw my newborn baby brother out the window to the demons. Ugh, it's so awful. It is incomprehensible to me that my father ever felt for me the way that I feel in this moment. Surely no one ever has. And he goes, I cannot describe the depth of that emotion nor the intensity of the terror that comes with it. Bound together so inextricably, I came to excise my greatest weakness, and instead I now offer up my heart to it. And he says, in that moment, little serpent, I could not entertain the possibility of killing you. I'll do the next best thing, I tell myself. I will raise you. I will protect you from myself and protect you from a world that would teach you how to kill me. It can be different, I tell myself, than how it was was with my father and me.
So good.
It's, yeah, that part to me, like, oh man, that moment, the where it says, like, I cannot describe the depth of that emotion nor the intensity of the terror that comes with it, bound together so inextricably. That line to me is what every parent feels for their child, right? Like, minus the whole, obviously, like, you know, killing them thing. But the depth that, of the emotion and the terror, like, the love that is so overwhelming that you feel in that moment. Like, I feel like we all felt that, right? Like, when we had our babies. Like, it is terrifying and overwhelming. And I love the way she wrote that, because we needed to see that so badly from him. Like, we needed to see that, like, he was terrified of how much he loved her.
Of how much he loved her. Yeah.
Yeah.
He says a second later, he goes, I'm already more afraid than I ever have been. Afraid of you and what you could do to me. Afraid of the world that could kill you so easily. Afraid of myself, gifted with another fragile heart that I know I cannot keep. But my little serpent, it is the most wonderful fear. Every moment with you is, even if I already regret all the mistakes I know I will make.
Oh my God. Like, that is so beautiful.
We needed this so as the reader.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, he's still terrible and awful and ugh.
Right.
Yeah. Hate him.
For Araya's sake, you almost feel validated for her.
Absolutely.
That everything she grew up, not every moment she thought that was there was a lie.
Absolutely, yes.
Because it was truth. Like, she needed that.
Her full circle, like, journey would not have been complete without this. This allows her to, you know.
To move on.
Move on. Yeah, exactly.
Almost. You know what I mean? It's closure.
Yes.
And that, my friends, is what we call
closure.
But I love it. I also love the kind of, like, self-reflection that Vincent had in that moment of, like, I'm not gonna do what my father did.
Right.
Like,
right.
I can't even imagine doing it.
Exactly.
It's just great. It's well done. Well done,
well
Carissa.
Done.
Carissa, sorry. Well done, Carissa.
Well done.
Meanwhile, though,
meanwhile,
up above, shit has hit the fan, the proverbial fan. It's, he's
not going well for Rain.
Yes. He's dying, rather.
That's an understatement. he's dying.
Casually.
For, like, the fourth time in this book.
Like, literally, though. Like,
yeah.
But actually, though. Like,
but actually.
Can we discuss, like, how he's dying?
We've been near death, like, a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It always comes back.
But he does.
Yeah.
He does. Yeah. So, he was trying so hard to keep Simon's, like, attention away from Araya while she was down there.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I was like, I don't know how you have this much left in you, but he is just like, come on, get up, like, one more try. Because Simon keeps, like, looking over where she is. And I was like,
when he just keeps saying, like, one more hit.
I know.
And you're just like, Rain, you can do it, Rain.
And it's so great, because as she writes it, you're like, oh, well, he's definitely not getting up upstairs. Like, this is it. He's down for the count.
And
then somehow you believe it.
we are man down.
Yeah. And then he, like, finds a way, and you're like, oh, it's still got a little bit in him. Oh,
it's so good. But then Araya runs out with the vial of god blood that, you know, she has, and she immediately is like, Nyaxia.
Okay, what did you think was going to happen? I want you guys to tell me.
I thought she was going to grant the bond and be like, yes, I would love nothing more than to help you.
Yeah.
But before she called upon Nyaxia, did you think she would do something else?
I thought she was going
to
drink it.
I thought she was going to give it to Rain to save him.
Oh.
I thought she was going to give it to Rain. So that he would, one, come back to life, but have all this power.
Ooh.
Yes, that's what I thought. Yeah. And I thought that, like, maybe because she sacrificed it and it wasn't selfish, by giving it to Rain, it would somehow, like, not destroy him like it destroyed Simon.
Yeah.
Was what I was thinking.
I do think if this was a middle book, that could have been plot for book three.
Yes.
But
it was a duology
of, like, him struggling. Am I evil? Am I good? I'm a god.
Yes.
I will say.
So no.
Yeah, no. In fact, all of this lead up, my only hot take was that at all of this lead up for the godblood, going to the aunt, going to the child's scary place, going, like, all these lead up of the godblood was literally for nothing. We gave it to Nyaxia for this thing in return, and she was like, nope, and left with it.
No, Sean.
Like, yeah.
What? We didn't get anything from this. This was nothing.
Like, hey, I'll give you your beloved, his vial of blood, the person that you apparently spurned all gods for, were kicked out of the Parth, the White Parthenon. Yeah. And she's like, I'll give this to you. And all I'm asking is that you just make us a bond so that he lives. And Nyaxia goes, no shot.
No shot.
I love my children squabbling. I love the bloodshed.
That was so...
I was like,
okay, this is stupid.
And then she takes the god blood and is like, peace, bye. She takes the god blood and the teeth. But after lots of brittles. Yeah.
Really
yeah.
quickly, though, what would have happened if Aurea had won the Qajari and yeah. then asked Nyaxia in that moment to be bonded with Rain? Would she still have said no? She has to grant the wish of the winner of the tournament.
She would have said
she
yes,
would
probably.
She would have had to do it. Yeah, I think she would have.
She would have done
okay,
it.
Okay, so.
That would have been helpful.
Because she's Nyaxia and she's a little fucktwad.
That's so annoying.
I was so frustrated because you've gone through so much at this point in the book. And then she's like riddle after riddle, like the frozen flower. Shut up and give her
the
Coriolis.
I told you that the love would hurt you. It's better frozen like a flower. What are you talking about?
Like literally.
Go back to your garden, Elaine.
Truly. Go find Elaine and go garden.
I was so confused.
Ugh. So anyway, so Nyaxia is like, peace out.
I'm going to take this
blood. And Aurea's like, hold on.
Yeah.
I think I have another queen on speed dial.
Yeah. Hold up.
Yeah. Like, hold on. Who is that other goddess?
Akasia, my mom worshipped you, uh-huh. so maybe you'll grant my wish.
Yeah. yeah.
And Akasia comes down and is much, much more goddess. Like,
agreed.
I feel like,
agreed.
Yeah.
with the whole, like, I don't understand this human emotion. It's a bit beneath me.
Yes.
But I'll dissect it.
Yes.
yeah. She's, yes. Much more, yeah.
She didn't speak in riddles. I appreciated that. She was agreed. Like, let's do this dance. What do you need? What do you want? Come on. And
she's like, okay, you want a Coriolis bond? Sure, fine. Never done one before. Sounds like fun. Here you two go.
Sounds yeah. like fun. Yeah.
Enjoy each other forever. BT dubs. Mm. Nyaxia is going to be pissed I did this.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's a real bitch.
yeah.
There's a reason we did not invite her back to our club.
Yeah. She yeah. got kicked out because she's a bitch and will one day
no one
bring
her.
A great reckoning against you for doing
yes.
this.
Yes. Is what she holds a grudge.
Specifically says. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? Great. She was useless. So somebody has to get shit done.
Thanks. Thanks, girl. Okay, so yeah, Acacia's way more helpful.
Way more helpful.
Yes. Acacia's yeah. very helpful.
Love to see it.
And they're Coriolises.
Yay!
It's great.
yes, it's wonderful. We finally like, oh, I love when they like wake up and they both
it.
Feel each other.
Yes.
And the
yes.
tug and the pull. And Aurea like,
and
she like something
like
pulling her towards the door and she can't like, before she even gets to
the door opens.
She yanks it open.
Rain.
And she cracks
God.
It.
Yes.
God. Okay.
Oh,
one
so
of my
great.
Favorite things about this Coriolis bond
uh-huh.
that I just thought
yes.
was so smart and hot and I loved it is uh-huh. that they get each other's tattoos or they get each other's air marks.
Yes.
So like,
yes.
and that moment, something about that moment felt so like a realistic couple to me. This is, none of this is realistic. I'm not saying it is, but this interaction between them of standing at the mirror and be like, oh wow. And then they both turn around
they
together
both turn.
And they're like, oh, like looking at each other's and like,
yeah.
it was just this, I don't know. It felt
real,
like
very like
real,
normal.
Yeah. Or their connection, just being this comfortable, like real with each other thing
totally.
Of them being like, oh shit, look at this. Look at you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. I love that, Christina.
I loved it. Yeah.
That was a great moment.
I love what it symbolized. I love that it,
yes.
it symbolized that they are together. They are one now. And oh, it was just so sweet. And she finally says, I love you to Rain.
Oh,
thank
fucking you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
This poor man.
They run and they hug and she's like, I love you. And he's like, she goes, I could feel his shock at the words. Yeah.
Yeah.
No shit.
Oh, Aurea.
He had to die like 3 times.
Yeah. Literally though. And he's like, she's like, I guess I'll say it now that we're Coriolis bonded together for
yeah.
life. Like, gonna rule this kingdom together. Like, thank you, Aurea. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh,
it's so great.
It's so great.
But I do
so
love it.
They're so
I do
happy.
Love it.
It's so
yeah.
wonderful.
I love that we got to see them happy for a minute. It wasn't just like their Coriolis bye. Like, I'm happy
right.
we got to see
yeah.
them be happy.
Totally. Yeah. So basically, Septimus has conveniently disappeared where no one can find him. Karis
yeah.
is like, he's doing something big, Rain. No shit, Karis. There's 4 more books in the series. Like, we get it.
We get it.
I did love Karis being like, shock and awe moment of their tattoos where they're
yeah.
like, oh, this. Oh, do you mean this?
Did you bet on the wrong horse?
Oh,
and, oh you mean this? Oh, you mean this? And they like show them
artwork?
Both and he's like, oh.
Yeah.
And it's so good. Because he goes, you really think you can make this work or really you think you can do this? And like, I'm sorry. Do you mean
yes,
this?
Yes, I do.
Mean this? And then he's like,
oh. together? Yeah.
It was
so
really
great.
Satisfying.
Oh, it was so satisfying.
I love how our final moment though is like a very human kind of Rain Aurea moment
yes.
from book one.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the rooftop drinking shitty beer.
Shitty beer.
Oh, it was so good.
And when he like goes under the cover and he's like, will you just,
yes.
will you go in the sunlight? Because like maybe he'll feel it.
Maybe
because
I can
of the
feel
Coriolis
it now.
Bond.
It's so good.
God.
Oh God.
It's so sweet. And then she goes,
oh yeah.
She goes, it's something, isn't it? And he's not looking at the sun. He's
nope.
looking at her and he's like, yes, it really really is something. And you're just like, God damn it.
And then she like crawls over to him and like kisses him. Yeah. And it's just, love too much. How that ended. It's that it was just them two on the roof in the human district drinking shitty beer together. And I was like, God damn it, I love you guys. And a sunrise.
I like wanted a Coors Light, at like a Bud Light, like a shitty beer at the end.
Yes, I was like, that sounds great.
I just loved it.
I want to go sit outside in the sun.
Oh God. What an ending.
So good.
I also really just like with Misha and Rain and like they have
a
really sweet conversation in the gardens or wherever he runs into her at the party. He like walks away.
I love that.
And they have this really sweet convo and he's kind of like, you know, this is your home. Like you can sit here and she's like, this is your home. It's not mine. Like this is how I've always been. Like, you know that. And he's like, I know. And he like
some really sweet, like brother sister moments. Like
so brother sister.
Because he's like, is this about the House of Shadow? We will absolutely. And she's like, no. And he's like, and she's like, no. And then he says something about like, why did you tell Aurea? And then in his head, he's like, I didn't actually care. So I'm happy that if she can't talk to me, she can talk to Aurea. Like that makes me happy.
Yeah.
And then I just love this moment where she's like, well, I didn't want to see your sad face. And he goes, did I do it? And she goes, yes, it was heartbreaking. And he's like, and then she does a face and he's like, okay, that's the sad face. He's like, that is awful. Yeah.
And I love they're like, okay, well, it's not for a few more weeks. So let's not do the sad face.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
But then Christina, the answer to that question is also, I think in another part of the conversation, she was like, because it's you and I, you know? And he's like, I know. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so good. I love them.
And the way he says it is like, you go and do whatever, like you said, but like, this is your home to come back to. A home is you come back to.
Yeah.
So like, you can always come back here to us and we'll be here. I loved that. That was
God,
really sweet.
I love that whole ending, like, was just so incredible. Good. And I'm so excited for her books. I cannot
Me too.
Wait.
I think that's going to be great.
I know. When is it? It's like, we have to wait a year, right? It's like 2024.
So bless her heart. So we have gone, so Carissa has released 4 books in the span of not even 6 months. Because like the Serpent just came out. And so she, I guess in the comments was like, I'm exhausted. When she was announcing like the other Crowns of Nyxia and Nobella.
Isn't she pregnant?
She is pregnant. Also, she's going to be giving birth. So this next book is not going to be coming out until summer of next year. So we have like a year, which is a normal amount of time to wait for another book.
We should be used to, but
we should. Yeah. We've just been spoiled by her because she has been, I mean,
popping those babies out.
Going to have an actual human baby and have a much
deserved maternity leave. So thank you, Carissa, for like, you know, front loading all these books before you go on maternity leave so that we can have all these to get through.
Exactly.
Much deserved maternity leave.
Much deserved. And there's also, so next, I think we want to try the Slaying the Vampire Conqueror, which is another standalone novel. It's actually a standalone full-length novel set in the same world, not with, you know, our beloved Rain, which is fine. I will accept that, sadly. But I mean, whatever. You know, beggars can't be choosers.
Begrudgingly,
I will read it, of course.
It's the same world, but like not the same people. Yes. Like, doesn't. Did she say if it's the same like timeline? Is it this, I don't know, time?
I don't know.
I guess it doesn't really matter. I'm just,
I didn't recognize any of the cities.
The interesting thing about this book is it's a bunch of different authors are releasing books. It's called the Mortal Enemies to Monster Lovers series. And it's a co-op essentially of like all these different authors who are releasing their
standalones.
Own standalones, but within their own worlds with their own characters, but it's the same themes.
I love that. Cool. Yes. Okay.
Very cool. I like that.
Yeah. Yes. So this is like a totally different, I don't recognize any of these people. I'm assuming, it's in like the same world. But she says, if you like forbidden romance, dark curses, badass heroines, and morally gray heroes, you'll devour this. Sold.
Yeah. I mean, check all of those off our list.
I know.
Please.
Check everything
and
off.
Check. At this point, though, would we not just read anything she writes? Like, I'll read whatever you want. I love her.
Yeah, we're gonna read all her series slowly but
we
surely.
We are. Okay, so that is it.
Yes,
we freaking love this book. If that wasn't evident,
if you couldn't tell,
I don't know if it was obvious.
I don't think it was. So, if you want to chat with us about this book, because we couldn't cover everything, it was quite a long book, and we wanted to discuss about Rain for most of it, you can DM us at Flights of Fantasy Podcast, and make sure you're following us there and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next time, cheers. And happy reading.
Cheers. Thanks for listening.
Cheers. Bye. We love you, Rain.